bring him in. Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. I will start off with Major League Baseball. The Phillies, the Nats are in. I tell you right now, the way they're playing, the way their pitching's going, they're going to be tough to beat.
Well, St. Louis is not a good hitting team. So it's a little bit. And the Yankees live and die by the long ball. They're not hitting it. And we said all year, good pitching's going to silence that. And that's exactly what happened. So you got two different types of teams here. The Astros, they're the type of team that can manufacture runs. They can steal, they can hit and run, they can do things. And they did that yesterday, and it helped them win the game. The Yankees live and die with the long ball. They're blaming Gregorius. People are talking about, well, the Yankees have to move Gregorius. You know what? There's probably 30 teams that would take Gregorius in a heartbeat. They're saying they're going to move the second baseman over to short, and Gregorius is expendable. There's a million teams that's going to take this guy if the Yankees are dumb enough to do that. The Yankees' pitching's terrible. Severino threw over 30 pitches in the first inning yesterday. Game over. He can't go deep. Game over. The bullpen, they're not doing a great job. Ottavino is terrible. And there you have the reason why the Yankees are down 2-1. Verlander and Cole did not pitch like Verlander and Cole in either game. The chances of them not pitching that way next time around is slim to none. So the Yankees are up against it, and they have nobody to blame but themselves.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Oh, we'll see what happens. The Astros will be playing the Nationals for the championship.
Well, we've said that. I said that all along, that they're the team to beat to get into the championship, and we'll see how it plays out the next three or four games. They're not going to play today, and I don't think they're going to play tomorrow either, between you and me.
They'll play tomorrow. Play tomorrow.
Not if it rains into the heavy rain into the afternoon, and they get three and a half inches of rain.
Rain's supposed to stop tonight.
Our guy is saying it's not going to start stop, especially down there, till tomorrow around noontime. And if we get,
I don't know about that.
If there's 3 inches of rain, I know Yankee Field and Bell Fields are built to drain very well, but I don't know.
They'll play tomorrow.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, they'll play tomorrow. It's supposed to be cleared up by midnight.
I'll ask my guy when he comes in a few minutes again. Because he's going to give me the update. He can let me know. But it all depends when it starts. You know, if it starts when it's meant to start at 4 o'clock, then it might be out of here by 1 or 2 in the morning. But if for some reason it gets pushed back and doesn't start till like 6 or 7, then it's going to be, it's going to be later in the day. So we'll see what happens. But regardless, it's going to be uncomfortable in Yankee Stadium, because when this thing goes by, temperatures are going to be in the 50s. Now, listen to this. The winds, Mike, on Thursday, 25 to 40 miles an hour.
Maybe some of them fly balls will go out for the Yankees then.
I think they'll go out for everybody.
Hey, back to what's going on.
Yeah.
Jeremy Riddick, the right fielder for the Astros,
yep,
said he was getting pelted with stuff all day yesterday from the Yankee fans in right field. And I sent you a text message when the game was over, because the pregame came on right after it. Let me put it this way. If you had a child under 14 years of age, they shouldn't have watched the post-game show wrap-up after the Yankee game. What a bunch of idiots. If the Yankee fans think that cursing and yelling is what's going to make the Yankees win, they should never lose a game.
It's funny. That hasn't happened since the Baltimore series, when the fans got overzealous. I'm a believer. I used to go see Giants all the time play in football. I had season tickets, and I broke a cardinal rule. I snuck in a sign and I hung it over the railing, okay, because my seats were perfect. They were dead center, mezzanine, first row, right in between the goalposts. So when the Giants scored on their first possession, I unraveled the sign. I should have been thrown out right away, but the guards were around me in like 20 seconds, mm-hmm, and they just asked for it. And they told me these exact words. Are you a season ticket holder? And I said, yeah, I was. I lied. My boss was a season ticket holder. And the chief security officer said, those tickets aren't etched in stone. And then they took it away and they walked away. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's the easiest way to do it. If people are throwing stuff out.
Should be immediate ejection.
Not only immediate ejection, you take their name.
And the ban.
And they're banned. They come. Try coming back next year.
And it's
year.
Not just for the Yankees fans. It's for all of them.
Yeah.
There's no room for that in sports.
No.
See, people get too carried away because when you listen to them speak on the outside and they talk about whatever sport or the Yankees or whoever it is, and when the people interject the pronoun we, that's where the party's over for me. You're not part of we. You are not part of this team. It's they didn't play well. It's not we didn't play well. You don't wear a uniform. You don't have the benefits of doing things and saying things in the name of a team because you're not part of the team.
Yeah.
No matter how much you dream about it and wish you were, you're not. So you refer to them in the pronoun they. They didn't play good. They played great, not we. You have nothing to do with this team. You pay a dollar or whatever it is to sit in your seat and watch the event. You have nothing to do with the outcome of the team because you're standing on your feet cursing as loud as you can is not making your team win.
I agree with that 100%. And I used to go in the Giant games. I used to have seats down low behind the benches the first year I went. And it was horrible what goes on when you're within six rows of the field.
It's ridiculous.
And you're, like you say, it's not just Giant fans. It's unbelievably, people think that they pay, you buy a ticket, you've got a right to do it. No.
Exactly. You know, I went to the big Yankee-Red Sox series in 1978 with my uncle and my cousin and his sister. And I was 18 at the time. My uncle was a pretty big guy. And we were sitting in the upper deck because that's the only seats we're able to get. And there were Yankee fans there just to start trouble. They would get mustard packs and put it on the pretzels, get mustard packs and put it on crumpled up cups, and throw them around at people. Seriously? So my uncle took it into his hands, and he jettisoned a few of them down about 30 rows on the upper deck. They got ejected. We saw the end of the game.
It's just a huge problem.
It's ridiculous, and like you said, they need to the people that work there to do security need to enforce it and not stand back and laugh. Say, oh, look at the Yankee fans, or look at the Ranger fans, or whatever. Look at the person doing what they're not supposed to do. You need to be removed.
I was at the Ravens Giants Super Bowl in Tampa Bay. Okay. And there was a whole block of Giant fans, and then above us were a whole block of Raven fans. And two of the Raven fans got out of control when they went ahead, like I think it was 23-7, or not quite the final score. And so one of them poured beer over this guy in front of him. No, you know what happened? Security was there in like 10 seconds, and they didn't even speak to the guy. They dragged the guy and his friend out. They dragged him out.
Good.
and he was going to the pokey. There was no doubt about it. I didn't know where the security came from. They were there in seconds, and they just dragged these two guys out.
That's the way it should be.
Yeah, just get
no
rid of them.
There's no room for that. Yeah. Paying whatever you pay to sit in your seat entitles you the right to sit in the seat and watch the game, not to be a disturbance and cause chaos around people around you because your friend, you suck, is playing. I thought for the longest time that was the name of a guy playing hockey.
It's just one of those things. I took my brother Mitchell, who was a Dallas Cowboy fan, to Giant Stadium to see the Giants play Dallas, and he came with a Dallas Cowboys T-shirt and a big hat, Texas. And I said, and it's horrible that you have to say this. I said, Mitch, you got to drop the cowboy hat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, it's going to create problems in the stands.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame that happens.
I know.
That's what happens.
But that's what happens. And, you know, you pay for your ticket, and you can applaud, you can cheer, and you can boo. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And you can get up and go home.
Yeah. But these people think that they're part of the team. Yeah. They think that, you know, the other team loses and my team wins because of how I act in my seat. You got nothing to do with it, buddy.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we'll sit on our thumbs tonight and see what happens tomorrow.
Get to catch up on my DVRs with all the games on every night. It's okay with me.
That's it. You know,
use a midweek break.
Yeah. All right, I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.